This is The New Classics with Debbie Bridge on Radio Reverb. My guest today is Pete Wire. He is from Brighton, and he's our specialist for today's show because our theme is stage, screen, film, and TV and media and all that sort of stuff. Now, Pete, I've asked you on this show to talk about, you know, what's it like being a composer, earning money and doing TV and all that sort of stuff.
Speak to my agent.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because, you know, how did you get started and why this area?
Why? I've never really resolved the question of why. I'm sure if I could resolve that, I'd probably give up. But why do I do this? How did I get started? I mean, I started off, way back when I started off as a musician, as most do, and I was sort of playing with a lot of pop bands and gigging and touring and things.
Mm.
But I got much more interested in writing. And over time, I set up a small studio. And I think the first commission, I was trying to think before I came in, actually, the first sort of professional commission that came in was actually, believe it or not, for the Bible. It was, the Gospels, in fact. Someone, a friend of my then wife, was producing an audio book version of the four Gospels, and they needed someone to do music. So they knew I'd just built a studio. So they sort of popped round, and I put on someone else's CD since I had very little to play them. So I think that was kind of the start point. And then it was all a little bit hit and miss from there. I managed to trip over some TV work, not really looking for it, and that was very fortuitous.
Mm.
And other stuff I went out and sort of looked for and researched and did that sort of painstaking thing.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. And where did you go, on the web, or did you
what happened was, this is slightly embarrassing, but it's perfectly true. I did a meeting with someone. Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate it. I did a meeting with a director, because I was looking for sort of more TV work and that sort of thing. And I hadn't really bothered to sort of check her out and check out what she'd done.
Yeah.
And so it turned out that she was a dance specialist, so I ended up sort of bluffing all the way through this meeting. And by the end, actually, I was sort of quite intrigued and quite into it. So I went to, if you know, the Place Theatre in London,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of a centre for dance and for new dance and so on. So I went there and watched numerous videos, all of which were baffling to me, but actually quite intriguing as well. And from that, I picked a few that I really liked and just wrote to choreographers.
Right, okay.
And from that, some really, really good things happened.
Is that how television, film and all of that came along?
With TV, I went to record at the studio that was... I lived in Cheltenham at that time, and I went to a studio in Gloucester and record some classical guitar pieces. And they said, oh, we're doing a program on turtles. And therefore, we want a classical guitar for some strange reason.
Mm.
So that was great. And I turned up for the session. And actually, what had happened was they had what was then incredibly expensive kit. They had all this kind of sampling.
Mm.
It's stuff that we've all got on sort of Logic and things these days. And that's probably being used right here, right now. Was actually very expensive back then.
I'm not sure about that, actually.
Well, I noticed the way you have to wind it up with that key, I did.
Yes, yes,
but,
exactly.
when I got there, all this incredibly expensive kit wasn't actually working, and the producer was there, and it was a really tight deadline. So it was one of those things where you score a lot of brownie points, because we did it like an old silent movie. They sat me in front of the images with a classical guitar. I talked with the producer before going in, and he sort of said, oh, a shark comes and eggs get squashed at this point. And so I'm thinking, okay, what's my best egg squashing guitar sound?
I never thought that turtles could be so exciting.
Yeah, they're very, very exciting, trust me, after that. But anyway, so I sat in, and I'm fairly comfortable improvising, I have to say. So in some ways, it was better. I sort of preferred the freedom of it.
Yeah.
And literally, by the time we finished that, it was all run off, and there's a bike waiting to take it, and off it went. So it kind of got me out of a bit of a hole. So from that, I picked up a series, and it was on from there.
Great.